All right, welcome to another episode of Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. I'm excited to be back. This is episode 22. I had a fun one last time with my daughter coming on, and she has fun coming on, my youngest daughter, she has fun coming on the podcast. And she kind of, last time, for those who missed, gave everyone a tour of the, we had done some early holiday Christmas decorating in my house. We hadn't put up the tree or outside lights or outside decorations or any of that stuff. We did a little inside stuff. Just to kind of tease, you know, and get in that mood. And it was fun. So I had my daughter kind of take everyone on an audio tour of what we put up. We tried some imported snacks that I got from a local grocery store, and that kind of stuff. So it was a fun episode. As I mentioned at the end of the last episode, I was going to attempt to barbecue a turkey for the holiday, for the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm really not a Thanksgiving fan, but you know, I'm going to try to make this turkey dope. That's my plan. So I kind of went over that in the last episode. As we speak, my wife is at the grocery store picking up the turkey. So it's set in motion. Hopefully it's going to happen. I got to remember to go get the coals and the wood and probably a few ingredients for the brine. I got all the seasoning stuff already, so I'm good to go. But I didn't want to make my wife have to get all that. I'll go pick up the coals, the wood, and the brine stuff. So anyway, yeah, good to go with that. I'll probably tell you, everyone, how that turned out on one of the next couple episodes, depending on how frequent the episodes are this week, because I plan to knock out a good amount of episodes over this holiday week, because I got a short work week myself in my day job, and so that's how it's going down. And to top it off, my wife is at the store getting stuff for a charcuterie board. So that's a dope thing to me, because I've always liked like cheese and crackers and little snacks like pastrami's and salami, bologna. You know what I mean? Pepperonis, all that stuff, right? Who hasn't had bologna though? But no, not gonna be bologna on the charcuterie tray. You know what I mean? That's the young Danny charcuterie tray. But grown up Danny, we're trying to make a fancy one, right? And so, my wife is also getting the ingredients for all that at the store right now while I'm here chilling with the kids. So excited about that as well. We're going to make one. I always see other people's and I'm like, man, I want to make a dope one like that myself. And so now's the day we're going to do it. So, if we end up doing it anyway, I will go over that in this episode. If not, I'll probably cut and edit this whole part out and you won't even hear that I did a charcuterie tray or the idea that I was going to do one. But she's getting the stuff. The plan is we're going to do it tonight. So hopefully we're going to set that in motion. Anyway, I'm going to bring my daughter in again on this episode because I'm going to talk to her about a paint class she did today with my wife and see how she felt about it. So we're going to get into that next. If anyone's, you know, to give you an example of what they did, if anyone's heard of those like paint and wine, you know, paint and drink type classes, they've really been popular lately in the last couple years. They've sprung up. They'll have them at different, you know, venues like restaurants, bars sometimes. And it'll be like people get together, gather, and it'll be like, oh, there's a painting instructor and they'll go step by step and they're all painting the same thing. Like here's a tropical beach, right? With some people holding hands or something. And that's the painting for the day. Or here's like a giant moon with something. That's the painting for the day. Right. So they all get together and drink wine or beer, usually have some food or whatever. And then they paint the same thing. And it's like groups of friends will usually go to this, right? Well, 2020 is kind of a different year as people know. So my wife attended one today on Zoom instead of in person, obviously not with wine, because my daughter attended with her. So we're going to ask my daughter how that went. How did she like her first experience doing one of these painting classes, and how does she feel about the product that she came up with? It was intense. It was, I've never attended one myself. My wife's gone to them, and I'll be at home with the kids while she does, right? But I've never actually overheard one, and it was pretty intense, like a lot of steps to follow along to. I see where it took like 3+ hours. It was scheduled to take 3. It ended up taking 3+ hours for the instructor to get through all the steps, and that was with a small class size. So it was really interesting. So I'm going to have my daughter come on next and talk about that and see how she felt about it, and then we're gonna talk about some other stuff on this episode. A little more holiday fun, a little more just randomness going on. These episodes I had planned before, I guess the COVID and social distancing and the lockdowns hit. When I debuted this podcast early in the year, I had planned not to have an interview guest every episode, but it was in my head or in my plans. And the amount of guests I had lined up was going to be every other, or at the least every third episode was going to have an interview guest. That's how it was going to average out in any way, in a sense. You know, about 33 to 50% of them would have an interview guest. That has not played out that way, obviously, because of COVID. We only for a couple years picked back up doing guests on the radio show that I'm on with Shado. They gave us a show on Freeform Portland. And we would do these like outside usually and do it, try to be safe social distance as much as we could. Well, we shut that back down. I haven't done any, I did one podcast guest interview since COVID hit, and that was, I did on the same day. We had in Kayla J as our first or one of our very first guests back, when we came back from, a long break, right? So we had Kayla J as the guest. We did that outside at Irving Park. And Relentless came and was a guest on my podcast because I was a guest on his food show. Well, I met him and did the interview with him right after Kayla J at the same spot. So that was the only interview I've done on this podcast since COVID hit. So besides, Shado's, I guess Shado's been on with me a couple of times because he's the only real person besides Relentless that I've really hung out with, right, since all this hit. But what I mean is, interviewing people about their stuff, Relentless is the only one I've had on. So the interviews are going to come back in the future. That's why I mean to bring all this up. But in the meantime, I've had to kind of get crafty with what topics and what I use on the show, because I still want to bring everyone content. I still want to keep the podcast going, give my fans and listeners something. So I can't go too long between episodes, which I have been, but I've had to get creative because the plan all along was not every episode wasn't going to be one of these at-home episodes with me just talking about my life or random stuff. Luckily, my youngest daughter has really been a good guest and helped fill the void on a lot of these episodes, and she's a talented kid, so it's been fun having her on. And my show's versatile, and they can be kid-friendly or adult-friendly topics from one episode to the next, so it works. It really works. But just to keep everyone posted, I do plan to have a lot of interview guests in the future. That is, if all the people before that asked to be on or I invited to be on that said yes, want to still be on, I got guests forever on this podcast, but we'll see how that works out. But needless to say, I will at least have some guests coming up, a lot more. Gradually, I'll get more into them as the next COVID spike ends, hopefully, or when that vaccine becomes available, when people start getting the vaccine and society returns to normal, I plan to go back to the idea of having frequent guests on the podcast. So that is still a plan. But just to let everyone know what's going on, I've been loving keeping the podcast alive, and it's given me a lot of time to talk about stuff I may not have done before, an episode on, fixing a toilet in my house, or talking to my wife about plants and that kind of stuff. So I guess in that way, it's helped me diversify my podcast because I did call it Danny Ocean's Random Podcast, and I've actually had to make it really random to keep it going, through this time when I haven't been able to have a lot of interview guests. So I'm excited about that. So anyway, we're going to go to a little break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk to my daughter about her painting experience today and see where it goes from there. Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. All right, welcome back. And as promised, I got Strawberry with me on the episode. I said she was going to join me. And yo, just to update, we made the charcuterie board.
No one's home.
So here's the funny story. My wife went to the store, didn't end up getting the turkey, but did get the charcuterie board stuff. See, I thought it might be the other way around. But she came through with all the charcuterie board stuff. We got down, we made it. we're still enjoying it right now. Anyone who follows me on Instagram can see the picture. It's already up as of this recording, so it'll be up there if you go and look. We really got down. I'm impressed with how we made it. We had Havarti, Gouda, Brie, one or two other kinds of cheese. It was good. It still is good. We got pepperoni, salami, prosciutto, a couple kinds of crackers, bagel chips, bagel crackers or whatever. Yeah.
And we had cheddar cheese cubes.
Cheddar.
I ate them all.
Yeah. And those were good. Those were extra sharp cheddar. Good cheddar. Like, my wife did not skimp on any of the ingredients on this bad boy. And the board was nice and crowded. Well, there was other stuff we got that that like didn't even have enough room to, like your mom got some salmon that was gonna go on it too. But we didn't even have enough room on the board. Like we were more than prepared. And it looks, if you go on my Instagram and see the picture, it's legit. It looks as good as any of them out there. I mean,
no one's home.
We did our thing. Why do you keep saying that?
I said it twice.
You're not going to come on a podcast if you keep saying stuff like that.
Can I say for the record that the temp is going to drop drastically here in the next couple of weeks? And I can tell you by the migraine coming on.
Oh, boy.
Wait, does that mean there's going to be snow?
I think so.
Man.
My wife thinks she's Nostradamus. Who's going to win the Super Bowl then, huh, Miss Cleo? Okay, maybe you are. Call me for your free reading. Okay, so what do you think about strawberry?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Someone's home.
What do you think about the charcuterie board? Charcuterie board.
The charcuterie board is very yummy.
What's your favorite part of it?
I like the pepperoni, crackers, hummus, and the little cheese blocks and these nuts.
Okay, get down. What was the other dip besides the hummus? Do you not want to talk?
It was a artichoke jalapeno dip.
There we go.
I didn't eat any because I don't like artichokes. I don't even know what they are.
She thought artichokes were anchovies.
Yeah.
I thought they were fish.
Yeah. Fish dip.
And then what are the other small fish called?
Anchovies and sardines.
Sardines, that's what it is. Ugh. And anchovies.
Which are both delicious.
I'm good. Seriously.
Sardines, I think, are better than anchovies, in my opinion.
It's like she's debating between two kinds of barf.
A Ritz cracker with cream cheese and an anchovy or a sardine on top. It's delicious.
Turd with frosting.
That was poor, guys.
What's your least favorite food? What's your least favorite food?
Oh, man. I don't know. No. Oh. Okay, I'll tell you something that's even worse than onions. Brussels sprouts.
Would you?
No way! People clearly have never had balsamic glazed sprouts with bacon.
Would you rather have a Brussels sprout or an anchovy?
Well, I'm going to be honest and say I've never had an anchovy because my nose can tell me.
Anchovy's a fish, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Or sardines.
I don't eat, no. Never had a sardines either. The smell told me to stay away. That's all I needed to know. Stay away from this.
I look at the containers in the grocery store and you can actually see the fish through the lid. It's gross. Okay, well, Thanksgiving's coming up. Mm-hmm. And, I did a painting class with Mom.
Whoa, we'll get to that.
Sorry.
I wanted your review on the charcuterie board.
Okay? It's good.
We go in my order on
it's
my
show. It's good.
Okay. So, what would you... Do you feel like... who cares? It was awesome. My wife here, I gave her mad credit because she came through.
I shopped for it. Yeah, you helped cut it and slice it and dice it.
And you put it on.
And I assembled.
You arranged it very nicely.
Into a work of art.
Yes.
I'm going to help when we make the next one.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wanted to get that out of the way before we talk about the painting class.
Okay, painting class.
So, I kind of already set this up in the opening of the show, explained this to my listeners. The background of a painting, these kind of painting classes, for those who don't know, what made this one unique, because it was on Zoom. So you tell me, it was your first time going to one of these. Mommy's been to them before.
I want to do it again, okay. First of all. And there, we painted the Grinch.
Yeah, and do you feel like the class was too long or anything
no,
like that? Was it boring?
It was not boring. It was really fun.
Because you guys were at it for over 3 hours.
It didn't feel like that long, really. It felt like 2 hours.
No.
For sure, but...
didn't feel that long to me.
I mean, you're constantly going. There's like a step you're constantly working on. So it's not like there's a lot of dead time.
There's not a lot of breaks between it.
No.
I have like a tiny bit of dead time because sometimes I get fast. So I grabbed a snack and just ate and worked a little bit more.
Okay, so do you feel like it was hard to follow along?
No, not really.
Okay.
Except at first we didn't realize that we needed to change the camera view. And so we weren't seeing the canvas that she was painting. We were only hearing, like, seeing her talk and seeing the back of, like, where the finished canvas was.
Yeah.
And so we were just, like, trying to copy the finished canvas, not even knowing what she was doing.
Luckily, we did good, though.
Yeah. And then after about, I don't know, probably, like, 10 minutes or so, I was like, is she showing us how she's painting this? She has to be.
Yeah.
And then realized we were on the wrong screen.
I was
screen.
Like, no.
Oh, no.
We were.
That's
there were
awesome.
Only like four, there were only three people doing it. The art teacher, some other people, and us.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Only three people in the Zoom except
for
the
campus. Yeah, there was like another person or two that didn't show up.
Oh. It might have took longer, huh, if more people.
It was fun.
It was fun.
How good do you feel about what you did? How do you feel about your work of art?
It's great.
It's great?
Mm-hmm.
I think it looks pretty good. I saw both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think you both did better than I would have done. Like, I'm not just saying that. Like, I really believe that.
Mommy's is perfect.
No.
I wouldn't say perfect, but it looks pretty good. But you're
really
you're kind
good.
Of like a mini pro at this. Like, you've done, what, 8 of these or something probably by now?
Oh, yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
I want to do more.
How, okay, so ask, if can you talk for a minute? Do you mind?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind.
How would you compare this painting to some of the others? Is this on the same level of hard or harder?
I mean, it was pretty tough.
And? Wow. So, what do you like better? Because I asked this of some of my listeners, and I don't have the answer to the final poll yet, so I'm not going to talk about it on this episode, but I'll ask you on this episode, what's a better holiday drink, eggnog or hot cocoa? You sound pretty excited.
Can I say?
Yes, say it.
Well, here's the thing. It has to be like peppermint bark hot cocoa or something special. Otherwise, like, a lot of people have hot cocoa at lots of different times of the year.
True.
Okay.
So,
eggnog.
I would say eggnog because it's only a holiday thing. But if you're going like, I think like peppermint mocha over eggnog.
Mom. We should get the really big peppermint things this year that we put in our cocoa.
Wow.
Really big peppermint sticks.
So you like, did you answer, what do you like better?
Eggnog.
Eggnog? So that's 2 votes for eggnog, basically?
Yeah. Athena, what do you like better? She says she hasn't tried any.
That's, wow.
Oh, this is hot.
What? I want to try it. What is it? Oh, I'm not trying that.
Oh, yeah, so I gotta say the Havarti cheese and the spicy and the cauliflower, right? The pickled cauliflower.
That was good.
Those might have been my favorite things on here. Yeah,
I'd
for
say
sure.
I like the olives, the crackers, hummus, and pepperoni.
There wasn't a thing on there and I didn't like, so I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, so we're gonna probably do one of these again. And yeah, we were talking about doing another one on the day of Thanksgiving for lunch, so we'll see how that goes down.
It's a super sweet.
So, strawberry, you mentioned that. Do you have anything else you want to talk before I move to the next thing?
No.
So, you mentioned you wanted me to do one of the weird news stories while you were on here.
Yeah.
So, I have one for you. Are you sure yes. you're going to be able to handle this?
Is it really funny?
It's something.
Okay. I can handle it.
Okay. So, this is it. If I can get my tablet to unlock. Okay. Woman's headache caused by tapeworm larva in her brain.
I just told you about my headache. What if I have a tapeworm larva in my brain?
That's not true.
There's a picture of the tapeworm.
That's fake.
No, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
She had that in her brain. How does that make you
that
feel?
That was probably a migraine. Really, really super bad. It's
how does that make you feel? You want that?
No! I don't want to die.
Well, she's okay. They took it out. Humans become infested with tapeworms after consuming undercooked food, particularly pork or water contaminated with tapeworm eggs, or through poor hygiene practices.
Have you been drinking water contaminated with tapeworm eggs or undercooked food?
I mean, maybe.
You haven't been eating undercooked food, have you?
Sushi.
Sushi's not
Pokey.
Pokey's not undercooked.
Oh, my God. I really scored with this topic, didn't I?
You're fine. You're fine. Can you do another one?
Oh, I'm dying.
Okay, this is more a silly one than gross or that funny. Colorado Park Bathroom wins America's Best Bathroom Contest. It self cleans itself and has automatic toilet paper display.
Colorado Park Bathroom wins the America Restroom. Why does it say bathroom and restroom?
Well, probably because it'd be redundant to say the same word twice in the contest. You know, I mean, in the same headline. Bathroom, bathroom. It's just too repetitive.
I guess so.
Was I using the right word when I said redundant?
What does redundant mean?
Mm-hmm. Who cares? I have a big paper to prove I graduated. It's all good. I can act as stupid as I want now. So this bathroom is self-cleaning and has automatic toilet. I don't know what automatic toilet paper means, but it sounds cool. There it is. Best bathroom in the country.
I want to sit it.
Best,
I go
best
in
public
there.
Bathroom,
I
want to
go
say.
In there. I want to sit on the toilet in there.
It self-cleans after every 30 uses and touchless automatic toilet paper, soap and water dispensers, and hand dryers.
Okay, I want
to
go to that bathroom.
An app alerts the park maintenance people when the supplies are running out and they need to refill.
Oh my, whoa.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. It became famous after
it's
a TikTok user.
$300,000.
The bathroom became famous after a TikTok user featured a video in the bathroom that got millions of viewers. Whoa. Yeah, so there you go.
Any more?
Best bathroom in the country. Best public bathroom in the country. That's
anymore?
Pretty neat. Let's see if any more of these are good. Hold up. Any more of these will work. Let's see. Oh, let's see. Let's see. Let's see. This is exciting.
Why did you
Kentucky have- Town elects a dog as mayor.
That's awesome.
There
Why'd
we
you
go.
Have to tell me that first one?
A French bulldog won the race with 11,143 votes.
Wow. Good job.
Cool.
Good job.
More than 22,000 votes were cast
What else?
Wow, were these all pets running? I don't get what's going on with this. I don't know why I clicked on this story. I feel like they were all... I don't get what...
No, they weren't all pets. It was people, too, probably.
What so is going on in this town? It's called Rabbit Hash Kentucky.
The dog would give us all treats.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I don't even know if this is real. So there, yeah. There we go. Someone elected a dog for mayor. I don't know where to go from that. I'm wasting all my listeners' time with this. How do you feel about the soccer game? Pretty exciting stuff, right?
Someone had a bloody nose.
Now they'll just let the clock run and everyone will walk around for 7 minutes. I don't get soccer. Dude, they literally will let the... Literally, someone can have an injury and they'll let the clock run while the dude's on the ground, like, rolling around holding his knee. The clock's just running. They all have to stand around.
That's so rude.
Yeah, it's like they use it as a tactic. I can't even handle it.
And they were shoving a tissue up his nose, not very gently.
Not very gently? How are they supposed to...
They were like... They're supposed
to... It wasn't gentle enough. See, look at us. Look what we did with the tray.
They're supposed to put it up his nose, not shove it.
Give us our props. I told you we would finish it.
Hey.
Oh my god, I'm so...
There's literally one piece of prosciutto left, and, well, the big... I knew that cheese wasn't going to get devoured like that.
I'm not full at all.
And the brie. There's still a considerable amount of the brie cheese left, but...
Ooh, cookies.
Yeah. Oh man, we got down on it.
Puppy.
There's the dog mayor.
But what about that?
I don't know. I think that was second place. See, the town's crazy. They ran pets for their mayor. I don't know what's going on there. I feel like I got punked reading that story. But I want to thank everyone for listening to the podcast. I'm actually going to come back to wrap up the show in a little bit here. Do you have anything else, Jabber, you want to say before I take this section of the episode out and go to a commercial break?
What do you mean by take this section of the episode out?
I mean, your time is coming to an end on this episode.
Oh, I get it.
Okay. Don't say anything I have to edit out either, okay?
What episode are you on?
22.
And I will not say anything. You have to edit out.
These bagel chips are on point.
I hope you guys are having a good day.
Yeah.
Can you edit that out? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
So would you want to do a charcuterie board again?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to come back after this commercial break, talk a little more about barbecue and the turkey for Thanksgiving and what more is coming up in the future.
Bye.
We are about to go to a commercial break.
Bye.
Thank you, Strawberry, for coming on.
Bye.
You said bye a lot of times.
Okay. Bye.
And I will be back in a minute.
Bye.
All right, I'm back. And so... When I last recorded, I was having trouble figuring out how am I going to wrap up the episode. You know what I mean? How am I going to send this episode off? I didn't want to keep rambling on about the same stuff I've been talking about. And then, you know, I got really hungry for a burger today. And so on the way home from work, I stopped by the newest location of Burger Stevens. They've since relocated their two burger carts to other parts of town. One in North Mississippi and one in the downtown Beaverton area. So I went to one of the new locations today and got burgers because I wanted to see how my wife thought about the burger, it being one of, you know, my favorite burger spots, and see how my daughter felt about the burger she got from there as well. Before we get into that, I said earlier in the episode that I wasn't going to have the results of the poll between eggnog and cocoa from my Instagram stories, but that's not true. Because I took so long wrapping up recording this episode, well, not so long, because we just put one out a couple days ago, but so longer than I wanted to take. The poll actually completed. Surprisingly, eggnog won, 67% to 33%. I guess I kind of assumed that cocoa was going to win. Strawberry's here with me.
Hi.
Are you surprised that eggnog won the poll?
No.
So I put a poll on my story and lots of people voted.
Actually, yes, because...
About two-thirds voted for eggnog.
Some people don't know what eggnog is. And a lot of people drink cocoa.
I think most of the people, all the people who are on my thing are adults, and I think most adults know what eggnog is.
Yes.
So, anyway, eggnog won. I thought it was going to be closer to 50-50 that cocoa would win. I don't know. I've always liked eggnog, but I've heard people say stuff about eggnog before that it's gross. I mean, more than once. And so I wasn't sure how to, because I've never like actually talked to people how they feel about eggnog. So I don't know how many people actually like it. So pleasantly surprised to know a lot of people actually like eggnog. As far as I compare, the poll question was, what's a better holiday drink? Hot cocoa or eggnog. Now, I don't know if that's in March, if you ask people the same choice, would they pick eggnog over hot cocoa? I don't know. But
eggnog's
but
only
for holiday time, yeah, I mean, you could technically get eggnog in other times of the year.
You could get it in,
if you go to the dairy.
January and February.
Yeah, if you go to the right kind of like dairy stores, they always have eggnog. But anyway, there's the results of the poll. So eggnog, I didn't put three choices. I didn't figure, I like apple cider, but I didn't really feel like it was a finalist, like it was going to have a chance against those two.
I just want to say, if you have a cat, go look at your cat's front teeth. They're tiny. They're like the tiniest things ever. Look how little they are, Dad. Look how little they are.
There we go. Cat's front teeth are the tiniest thing ever. I know.
They're so little.
They got tough little teeth, though.
They're tinier than ants.
Yeah, they're strong little teeth, though.
Why? I'm cuddling
with you cat. Sure she likes that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. She likes scratches right here.
She
likes... See, she loves it.
Yeah. Cool. Anyway. So, yeah. Okay, so what were we going to... Oh, we're going to talk about the thing you built also, right?
Oh, yes. I built a tiny locker.
Should so, we'll do that before we get to the burger. Let's talk about your thing that you built, yeah. Yeah. Get the thing that you built and tell me about it. So you got something like from Kids Home Depot or something? Kind of
no,
cool,
no,
right?
I got it from my class. I had to go pick up a packet for school.
Okay.
And that came
with it. Anyway, so while she's doing that, I'll talk about the burger joint. So Burger Stevens is a cart that I've been to several times. I first went to a few years back when I was in school at Portland State. I would go to the downtown location a lot. And... So I'd never been to the other location is by Wilson High School because I'm never in that part of town. But downtown I was in frequently, so I've gone to the Burger Stevens lots of times downtown. Anyway, it's definitely in my top 10 burger spots that I've had in the Portland area. So I was interested to see how my wife felt, how it stacked up, and then I thought I would ask my daughter about it. We'll get to that in a little bit. Right now we're going to talk about this project that she made. Now it's really cool. It says Home Depot on it and everything. So tell them about it. What is this? Where'd you get it? And
it is a little a tiny locker. I put the sticker on upside down. It's supposed to be this way, but so it's a little tiny locker, and basically it was made out of wood, screws, and nails, and it has a little combination, which is just where the numbers line up. And
okay.
Where the numbers line up, that's where it can open. It doesn't open all the way. I've tried to open it all the way, and the wood's starting to split, so I'm not going to do that. And then you can store stuff in it. It's about, I'd say, maybe 5 inches tall.
Are you saying this way?
This way, I'd say it's 5 inches.
This way?
Yeah.
That's probably 5 inches.
And then I'd say probably here is maybe three.
Three and a half or four.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm storing a little special necklace and a bracelet.
So it's about a 5.5 inch by 3.5 to 4 inches.
It's really nice.
Yeah, it's real.
Has like actual door hinges. It's made out of wood.
So...
Smells like wood.
So I helped you put the dial part on the door.
Yeah.
But you did the rest. How do you feel about how you did with the
mom
rest?
Mom helped.
Your mom helped? Okay.
Yeah, she helped me put the nails in and everything.
Okay.
And I love it. I think it's awesome.
So what is it meant to store in it? Is it whatever you want?
Yes, as long as it fits in.
So is this like a prize you win at school, or what is the deal with this?
So basically my teacher just made us come pick up a packet. Everybody got a packet.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so mine had my name on it.
Okay.
I'll just say strawberry. Mm. And then I got a coloring page that also had the first letter of my name.
Okay.
And then I got, like, an eraser and some school supplies and a pen and stuff, and then some stuff for school. So I got this in it. Each student got a little locker kit.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's
so
cool.
So our teacher just gave us those for fun, I think, to do over Thanksgiving break.
That's cool. And you did it already. Look at you. Cool. You didn't even put it off till Saturday or Sunday.
It's fun.
So you're excited about having a break off. You guys got basically like a 5-day weekend, huh?
Yep.
Pretty cool.
A full school week weekend.
Yeah, you got Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off.
So our week has switched. We've got weekends as weekdays and a weekday as weekdays.
Something like that, yeah. I guess. That isn't, yeah, whatever. Right?
Sort of.
We've
got 2 days for weekdays and then 5 days for weekends.
Right.
For now. Right now.
Right.
Only for 1 week, though.
Right. I'm just joking. So, where do you think we should put the big inflatable Santa?
In our front yard.
In the front yard?
Yeah.
By the tree?
Yeah, so everybody can see it.
Oh, ooh, that sounds good.
We're going to do that on Thanksgiving Day, I think.
Okay, so what are you going to put in this?
I'm just going to store some tiny little special stuff I want to keep. Like, if it's like something small that I don't want to lose, I'll keep it in here too.
Awesome. Sounds good. So,
I've got a bracelet and a broken bracelet and a necklace in here right now.
Nice.
And some extra nails and screws from this.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing this with us.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about burgers, okay?
I love burgers.
You love burgers. What's your favorite burger you've ever had? She just walks off. You gotta come back to the mic and talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Probably the one I had today.
Really?
It was really good.
Okay. So previous to today, what was the best burger you've had that you can remember?
Let's see.
Have you been to that Helvetia Tavern, which is the burger place out by the pumpkin patch?
The one... Killer Burgers. Burgers are good.
Killer
too.
Burger, okay. But do you remember Helvetia Tavern? The pumpkin patch that mommy takes you to?
It's your homemade boogers.
Boogers.
Burgers.
Okay, so I'm talking about places that you go and buy them, though.
Oh.
So Killer Burger was probably one you really liked?
Yeah.
Okay, have you had the burgers at Big Al's before? The bowling alley.
I don't think I remember. Is that the one with the owl?
No, it's the bowling alley that has, like, the video game part upstairs.
Yeah, the one with, like, the owl.
No, it's Big Owl, not Big Owl.
No, but it has, like, an owl there.
Oh, maybe it does. Yeah, I don't know.
Is it the Big one Owls? We went to when I was little?
Yeah, we've been to it a few times. I thought you'd gone to it another time at a birthday party. Maybe I was wrong.
When Cucumber was a baby, little brother.
Cucumber. Is up with that cat making all that racket in there?
She wants to go into the garage.
Okay, so I was going to lead in with what's your favorite burger and compare it to the one we went to today. But so you really did like the place we went to today.
Yep.
Good stuff, huh?
I rate it 5 out of 5.
Stars. 5 out of 5. So how about the French fries? Because I know they're not as great. They were pretty average fries. Is that fair to say?
I'd say they were better than any, like, a normal fast food restaurant.
So you thought those were better than McDonald's fries?
But they're not better than, what's the place where you get the peanuts?
Oh, Five Guys.
They're not better than Five Guys fries.
Okay, what about the Killer Burger fries? How would you compare them to Killer Burger's fries?
I don't remember the taste of those.
They're similar. I would call them a tie.
Are they really salty?
They're just like the one. They're both the places. Yeah, both Burger Stevens and Killer Burger have real similar fries.
Okay, then I'd say Killer Burger. Which one would be better in your opinion? Which one's saltier?
I don't know. Maybe Killer Burger probably slightly, but I mean
Killer Burger then.
Yeah. Slightly, real slightly saltier. Yeah. So there you go. But yeah, I'm glad that you like the burger place. It's one of my favorites for sure.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
Definitely in my top 10. Well, I was going to ask Mommy about her opinion of the burgers, but she is nowhere to be found, so we may not be sharing that on this episode.
Maybe next one?
Maybe next time, yeah. Well, actually, we'll let Mommy, we're going to actually get Mommy in here and ask her opinion on the burger. Okay, so we got her in here, and now she's going to talk about how she felt about the burger. So I talked to this one already, and she said strawberry, she really liked it.
Strawberry?
Yes, that it was strawberry? That it was her favorite.
That's watermelon.
Oh, your favorite?
Yeah, your watermelon, by the way.
No, I don't think she wants watermelon. We just call her Mrs. Ocean. Chill with that.
We'll call her watermelon.
I doubt of all the fruits you want to pick, Mommy wants to be watermelon.
I don't want
to
be watermelon. For a lot of reasons. No. But
you're
thank
boysenberry.
You. I do like watermelon.
You're boysenberry.
Anyway, it was good. It was really good. I would say, I mean, like, I would put it up there in some of the top burgers I've had for sure.
Okay. Just saying, just like the Portland area, let's say. Would you put it in your top 10?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Top 10. Yeah. I maybe even would consider top 5.
Yeah. I think it's in my 5. Probably my 5th.
In my life.
I go to one burger. That probably place a year. Is pretty accurate around number 5.
Yeah.
I haven't even been to 10 burger places.
Yeah, there's some good places I've been to. Union Burger, Hit the Spot, BYH, Killer Burger. Yeah, Burger Stevens. The place we went to over there, it was like Schultz Ferry Road and
yeah, what was that called?
How would you compare that to today?
It was good. I remember I really liked it, but I think I liked Burger Stevens better.
Okay. But wouldn't you say the fries were better at the other place?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would told her I would say the Burger Stevens fries may be tied with Killer Burger, is that fair to say? Maybe Killer Burger is slightly better because it's a little more salty.
Yeah, I would see the reason I would put Killer Burger's fries above is I prefer like the steak cut fries over, or like, you know, the thick ones over like the shoestring fries, which is more what Burger Stevens has, and they don't have any special seasoning or anything. However, I do like the dipping my fries in something, and I forgot to get sauce to dip my fries in today, so that might have changed my mind.
For sure, that's true. They do have some sauces. They have a fancy sauce.
Five
there.
Guys fries are the best fries, in my opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, Five Guys have really good fries.
I'll say if you go on the right day and the fries are hot and fresh, and they salt them the right way,
they
yes.
They have to be the spicy.
Five Guys is really a when you go. And which one you go to type place. It's not consistent. Anyway, thank you for listening. You can listen to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast almost anywhere podcasts are. And until next time, thanks for tuning in.